Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Join Cook and Joe tomorrow at Sun as they celebrate First Responders Day. Today it's going to be a bit overcast, not as rainy as yesterday, though. The high 82, the low 61 today. Expect overcast skies throughout the better part of the day, and then toward the evening it clears up. Then tomorrow, high of 84, low of 63, clear skies expected. Thursday, 70% chance of rain, so not great for the Pirates game again if it rains on Thursday, because the Braves will be in town through Thursday. It's a four-game series. The Pirates won yesterday. They held on 7-6. They got an early lead, though, which is good. So they padded on enough to beat the Braves. It just seems, though, it's frustrating. And, you know, I've talked about this before. When one aspect of the Pirates, or when a couple aspects of the Pirates are working, then there's one that isn't that kind of foils them. And in this case, yesterday, it seemed that the bullpen wanted to give the game up. And starter kind of faltered as well, a little bit toward the middle innings of that game. So, yeah, sometimes with the Pirates this season, they're locked in one aspect and then the others struggle. And, you know, that's not a pass to the offense either. Sometimes the offense doesn't hit when the pitchers for the Pirates are throwing lights out. So it's just kind of been the way the season is. But they held on yesterday to beat the team with the best record in Major League Baseball right now, the Braves, first team to 70 wins this season. So they're hot, and it was good. It's refreshing when the Pirates beat a team like that. So they still got a four-game series ahead. They got the rest of the four-game series ahead. That was the first of four games. Game two is today, game three is tomorrow, and game four is on Thursday. So except Thursday, they got some rainy weather, so hopefully they can get that one in. But they overcame a rain delay yesterday to get it all in, and the Pirates ended up winning. So this is their second consecutive four-game series they're playing in, and they started off with a win. But some other baseball stories that I found interesting start with Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez getting into a scrum. They were both issued suspensions yesterday. Tim Anderson for six games, Jose Ramirez for three. I think Manuel Clase, he got one-game suspension in there. So I thought that it was interesting, and Josh Rountree tweeted a screenshot from that fight. Or it's not really a tweet anymore, it's a post. I'm still getting the terminology down. A post on X Josh Rountree made where he had a screenshot of the two squaring up for their fight, Ramirez and Anderson, and made me laugh because he tweeted, "The old F around and find out" on display. And it seems that Anderson was the one effing around, and then Jose Ramirez let him find out. But it was interesting. Usually the umpires, they come in the middle, and it's with any sport as well, any referees too. They try to insert themselves in to break up any, you know, physical altercations and, you know, break up any discrepancies. They try to play mediators as much as they do make calls and make judgments on the field. And Jose Ramirez, I've never seen this before in recent memory, where a player boxed the umpire out. Like Ramirez, the umpire was trying to come in and say, "Hey guys, you know," he was trying to get in the middle of the two, and Ramirez stiff-armed him and then boxed him out and kind of brushed him to the side, which I think making contact with an umpire like that warrants a suspension. So I'm glad that that happened that way, because I know they squared up, and Anderson might have been the instigating party in that case, but the fact that Ramirez stiff-armed and boxed the umpire out, that's not great. But I think that was lost in everything, because everybody was focused on the fact that Tim Anderson eventually, you know, got smacked on the right side of his head and then went down to the ground. But I think that, you know, that little detail is missed, that that Ramirez was the one that, you know, the umpire is trying to mediate, and then Ramirez was the one that said, no, we're doing this, get out of the way. I just found that unique. Also, big story going around Twitter right now, awful announcing on Twitter. They post a bunch of stuff about announcers, and you know, most of the time it's bad, bad announcing or or, you know, poor quality announcing, and they try to seem to expose certain announcers for bad calls or bad technique. Well, this was a little bit different. Kevin Brown of the he announces for the Baltimore Orioles on the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, MASN. They broadcast, I believe, Nationals games and Orioles games. But anyway, they suspended him indefinitely, and the team didn't want to comment on the matter. But somebody had to have leaked it to the national media that he was indefinitely suspended for comments that he made regarding talking about how the Orioles have struggled against the Rays at Tropicana Field, the home of the Rays, over the past several seasons, and how the Rays have turned it around, which is very odd because the Orioles are getting a whole lot of good publicity for their quality of play. Like, they're doing very well this year. They're actually leading the AL East right now over the Rays, who started the year out hot. So he was kind of creating a comparison. It seemed like, okay, well, they've struggled against the Rays, you know, in Tampa Bay, in St. Pete, but at the same time, they're still in first place, and they're hot. If you want to listen to the whole clip, I don't have time to play it for you right now, but awful announcing on Twitter. I mean, look it up, because I was waiting for, like, an F-bomb to be dropped, a slur, an insult, you know, just flagrant sarcasm and you know, frustration coming from him. No frustration. He literally just talked. And I was waiting for something. Nothing happened. No swear words, no frustration, nothing. It's very odd. So the Orioles indefinitely suspend their announcer for what it seems like, and again, it's alleged, there's nothing, that the team didn't comment. This was leaked, I would guess, from somebody on the inside, that this guy Kevin Brown, who announces for the Orioles, was suspended indefinitely for what seemed like stating facts. Maybe they indefinitely suspended him for a different reason. Maybe the information that was sent out to Awful Announcing is inaccurate. Maybe there's something we don't know. But if the report is true, that's just an odd way to take a guy off the air. It's an odd reason to take a guy off the air for just painting the picture. There was a whole graphics team as well that made a whole graphics package on the statistics that he was talking about as well. So this was a team effort. This narrative, this storyline was a team effort. It's not like he just went out rogue and nobody was prepared for him to talk about this. When graphics are made on television broadcasts, something was planned to be talked about. So it's just right now the way it looks is odd. I'm not going to go out and accuse anybody of anything because we don't know. There's not enough information released. The Orioles wanted to keep this contained, and they weren't able to, but maybe there's something we don't know. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now. But as it looks right now, it's just kind of odd.